The body of a missing boater from Western Alaska was found after a three-week search effort. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
The search for Walter Springer of Bethel is over. Search and rescue volunteers from Nepakiak located the body of the missing 25-year-old this weekend. Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Atchak.
That's a sad ending, but at least now the family can put a closure to this one.
Springer had been missing since a boat he was in capsized in the Kuskokwim River over 3 weeks ago. The Alaska State Troopers supported the search for the first week. Since then, it's been an all-volunteer effort. The official search was already called off, but local search teams offered their gas and drag bars to those that wanted to keep looking on their own.
It's the people out here. They're just full of love and they want to help out. You know, they were really hard at it for the last several weeks and just kept at it day after day.
According to Atchak, it took not just dedicated searchers. It also took a very low tide to reveal Springer. Two men from Nepakiak Search and Rescue found his body below that village on a sandbar.
That only you can take during peak high tide. And it's got a very shallow, very small channel that goes through there. You know, when the tide was low, our two boys from Nepakiak were idling down through there and then pushing their boat until they got to that area where that body was.
The men reported first seeing what appeared to be a body at about 1 on Sunday afternoon. They spent another hour pushing their way through the shallow water before they were able to confirm and call in their findings to authorities. Their discovery does end any hope that Springer made it out of the river alive. Search teams spent the better part of a week exploring footprints and other leads in the land near the area where the boat is believed to have flipped over. Alaska State Troopers have already charged another man involved in the incident. Michael Treat, age 27, of Bethel, was in the boat with Springer. Treat was found on the riverbank with 17 jugs of R&R whiskey. He was charged with probation violation and importing alcohol into a dry village. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.